This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Don't do this.
It's time for Don't Do This.
What were you thinking?
Three stories from the world of sports that make us all shake our heads.
Why?
How many times do I have to tell you?
Oh, I'm sorry, I fudged up, guys.
You idiot. You moron.
You dumbass.
The apple sometimes does far fall from the tree.
Don't do this.
Do not tweet that.
With Ben and Woods.
I like a Nickelback song or two.
On 97.3 The Fan.
It's a double don't do this,
Woods,
Ben.
Just an unbelievable don't do this on both of our parts here. I saw you reaching over for your bag of cashews.
Yeah.
So the salted, yeah.
Yes.
Give me a few. The worst thing to have as you come back from a break is nut mouth on the radio. Why would we eat nuts during the show?
Save that.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Here we go. Don't do this. Don't do this at all. We'll start in Major League Baseball today, Woods.
Okay.
Washington Nationals, St. Louis Cardinals. Grapefruit League opener yesterday. Obviously, don't have the visual for you. Jack Flaherty's on the mound. Suffice it to say, they don't have the, you know, the tracker.
There's no box.
There's no box at spring training. They don't bring that technology. But the
you
pitch,
don't need it.
It's right down the
it's
middle.
It's right down the middle.
It's just right down the middle, a little above the knees. It's right there. And Angel Hernandez behind home plate just sits there and does nothing. It's like, you're supposed to call a strike there, bro. Were you not watching?
You see the catcher just go... Just the slump, like he's just like, oh God! And you see the shortstop put his hands on his knees, like the oh my God, oh my God! Look, we know it's spring training for Angel Hernandez too, but that's mid-season form.
Yeah, give the win here to Fox Sports St. Louis announcer Dan McLaughlin.
Invent himself, and especially on a team like this,
and the 1-1.
Hey, oh, okay.
No. Angel Hernandez is in mid-season form.
Hey, look at that.
Let's not make this game too fast, Angel.
Dude, it's... Shut it up! Right there.
The groaning. Can you play that one more time?
One more time.
I love the groaning, picked up by the
all
crowd
over.
Mic. Yeah.
Especially on a team like this.
And the 1-1.
Hey. Oh,
Angel Hernandez is in mid-season form.
It's so good. That is so brilliant.
Love it.
Love it, love it, love it.
I get it. It was the first top of the first inning of the first game.
Still, he is just terrible. He's the Rob Manfred of umpires, man. I'm telling you right now.
And unable, cannot possibly fire him. He is like, somehow has, he has pictures, whatever, he has a union.
He's got a union.
Union's got to be tired of him, right?
He will like, leave on his
making
time.
Making us look so bad,
God,
man.
It's just the worst.
Can you just retire?
You just pray you don't get him on one of your games, man. This is something that we've talked about millions of times on Don't Do This. You don't go at professional athletes on social media in this manner. Our own beloved, Tommy Pham. Went to his Instagram yesterday and saw a comment from Whiskey Stash. Whiskey Stash, hearing the Tommy Pham press conference where he said, yeah, man, you know, I thought about it. And, like, I think I would spend more money, you know, because you can't take it with you, essentially, was the gist of
we
that.
We got that bite. Somewhere. I think we have that bite from Tommy Pham.
No, not really, man. I still look at everything almost the same. If anything... I probably would just spend more money and start saving as much because, you know, if I die, then I feel like I have too much money in the bank and I didn't live enough.
I loved it. I thought it was such a great, great answer. Now, Whiskey Stash.
You could give more money to charity or. You know.
Well, hold on. Here comes Ben, right? Are you Whiskey Stash? Is that your burner? Because listen to this, Whiskey Stash. How about spend more money helping others or spend more time with people in need rather than saying you have too much money in the bank, you need to live life? Take this second chance as an opportunity to help those who need and not spend it on frivolous items, you incompetent F word.
Wow, I didn't say that.
So now,
maybe that's what he's intending. Maybe that's how he's going to live his life.
But here's the deal.
Spending money on others.
He already does. In fact, Tommy Pham, which,
Did you see that on Facebook?
It's on Instagram. Every now and then, you have to answer questions like that. Typically, you know, we get weird tweets and mean tweets and stuff. Sometimes you bring them up, sometimes you don't. Some days they roll right off your back and you don't care. But Tommy Pham basically did an Instagram story of him goes, look, let me go ahead and put this to rest. I give money to this San Diego Food Bank, the Las Vegas Food Bank, to the MLB Players Coalition, to this. He goes, I'm over six figures. Would you like to match my donation, sir? And I think every now and then, you have to answer those, especially when somebody's calling you out with the way you spend your own money, like Ben just did to Tommy Pham. I'd watch your back if I were you from now on. Tommy Pham's going to be upset with
really,
you.
Not really, man.
Not really, man.
He can spend his money however. It's his money.
He can do whatever
he should be.
Stay
he
out.
He should be enjoying his life. I fully subscribe to that same theory.
Stay out of another man's
you.
Pocket.
Can't take it with you.
Can't take it with you.
Enjoy yourself. And, you know, also do good things for others, which he does.
Which he does.
Which he does.
He does.
It's all
one
and the same.
There are certain people that do good things for others, and they never let you forget that they do good things for others. There's other people.
It's the worst.
Isn't it the worst? It's the worst. And there are other people, like Tommy Pham, who's over six figures in donations, you know, in the calendar year, like... That he doesn't have to send a selfie of himself giving $5 to a guy. You know what I mean?
I've talked about it before. I went to high school with this guy. He's a clown.
Yes.
Dude. Goes out every Thanksgiving night and hands out sandwiches.
Super great thing to do. It's a great thing to do.
Problem is, this MF-er brings a camera crew with
him. Oh, yeah, crew. A crew of people.
Like three or four of his buddies take different angles, video, photos, and it's all on his Instagram.
Can you, look really hungry. Just stop.
God.
You look a little too... can you... Here, rub some of that dirt on your face. Here. Here I am. Okay, get me. This is my good side. I'm giving him a turkey sandwich. It's awful. And then he'll say, I guarantee you, his rebuttal is, just trying to bring awareness, bro.
Yep.
Just trying to bring awareness.
Yep. Like,
no,
you're
not.
Clown.
No, you want pats on the back, man. You do. And, you know, Tommy Pham moves... real G's move in silence... He's a real G. He moves in silence. He donates in silence.
You barely hear him at all.
100%.
Finally, responsibility is important, especially when dealing with valuables. The son of former Green Bay Packer defensive tackle Ron Kostelnik, who won a Super Bowl ring with his team, Super Bowl II way back when, you know, gave the ring to his son Mike. And Mike, unfortunately... has lost the ring, and he's not exactly sure where. He's offering a $5,000 reward. He was he had it with him. He was traveling with his family to go see their daughter at Indiana University. Said he had been wearing the ring, took it off, put it in the car console. Says it's possible. They only made one stop at a BP gas station in Greensburg, Indiana. Maybe it fell to the floor of the car and got kicked out of the car. So, I mean, if you do find a Super Bowl ring at a gas station in Greensburg, Indiana, at BP, probably belongs to this guy. I can't imagine there's, you know, three or four of them just
floating
around. So I guess that's where it is.
If you're going to take your dad's Super Bowl ring, it should be on your finger.
The whole time.
Or around a chain on your
sleep
neck
with
or
it.
Something. Yeah,
yeah. I wouldn't take it off and put it in the cup holder or wherever.
I wouldn't either. The cup holder. Yeah. Incredible. We have a lineup, guys.
We have a lineup for today.
We have a lineup for today. We should tease that.
Well, let's
make them wait for it. What do you think?
I like that idea.
Do you?
Yeah. All right. That's Don't Do This for a Monday.
That was Don't Do This with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
All right. Well, not only do we have a lineup to tease, but We also had Manny Machado, who had a lot of good things to say over the weekend as he spoke with the media for the first time this season. We'll get some of that audio to you coming up. Annie Heilbrun will join us from Fox Sports San Diego in the UT. She's in Peoria, Arizona, covering the Padres and the fans at yesterday's Cactus League opener. And as Woodsy said, we'll get you lined up for today's game against the Chicago Cubs in Peoria at noon today. That is coming up next with Ben and Woods on San Diego's number one sports station. Now you can eat some nuts on 97.3 The Fan.
Nuts.